Hey everybody, it's the Commodore from the Clan of the Grey Wolf, and you are watching the Weekly Ringer series here on clanofthegreywolf.com. Well, we've got a lot to go over today for my question for last time, which really revolved around the mobile slash handheld gaming experience. A lot of you had a lot to say about that. We'll kind of unpack some of those issues which might have been more interesting about what wasn't said or what was left out of the question than what was left in it. But that's the way things work here sometimes in the Weekly Ringer, so I'll gladly do that. Then I'll give you my opinion as to the answer for the question from last week as well, throw in my two cents as it were. And then I'm going to ask you guys a question for next week, which is actually submitted from one of our wonderful community members who submitted a question, I guess a while ago now, that I'm finally getting a chance to ask because I think it's a phenomenal question and I think it's something that the community will really enjoy. So I always like to ask fan-submitted questions because I think they work really well. Speaking of which, I am in the preparatory phase of planning, only, what, 4 episodes away now from the 100th episode of the Weekly Ringer. I've had some really cool submissions so far. I like a lot of them. I'm listening to everything you guys have. If you have a suggestion for what I should do for the 100th episode of the Weekly Ringer, either the question I should ask, the venue that I should pick to shoot it in, or, you know, attire, or whatever kind of suggestions you may have, I'm all ears, because I really do want to know what you guys would like to see, coming out of the 100th episode of the Weekly Ringer. A number that I always hoped I would get to, but certainly could never have imagined early on that the series would go this long. Probably at that point incapable of even thinking if this many weeks would be something, you know, I could even dedicate myself to. But in any case, it's only taken us about, 2.5 years, but here we are encroaching upon the 100 episode mark. And to celebrate that, I want to do something special, so I want you guys to help me out with that. So submit something, let me know. You can get together with me in any several ways. Send me a message on the website, clanofthegreywolf.com. You can send me an email, commodore128@clanofthegreywolf.com. Or, of course, you can always tweet your submissions to me at It's the Commodore on Twitter. All right, so as I like to do with every Weekly Ringer, I like to welcome our newest members. And this week, or last week, we had a lot. We had a lot of people come on board with us last week and make their first comments, which is cool. If you're ever going to comment for the first time, I do ask that you put, hey, this is my first comment, just so, I know that it's your first comment. This week, we only had one person that said, hey, this is my first comment, so I like to welcome everybody to you, to the Weekly Ringer every week when we do this. And that is Jax Mandrake. Welcome to you. Thanks for coming on board, and thanks for watching, and thanks for being a part of the community, and ponying up and making a comment, because I think that's pretty cool. Alright, so last week, let's jump right into the conversation. Last week I asked you guys, are you looking for a AAA experience from a mobile platform, or from a handheld platform? Couple things to clarify right away. I always like to leave things a little bit open here in the Weekly Ringer, and that's good because the conversation kind of always goes in its own little unique ways, and this week was no different. So I expected there would be a few questions as to what exactly I was referring to. For all of you that do follow me on Twitter, I did retweet the question of whether I was referring specifically in this question to just cell phones or, whatever, iPhone, iPod or whatever, tablets, and then actual handheld consoles like 3DS and Vita. My answer to that was both. That was what was in my mind when I asked this question. Both. I think they're both uniquely suited for such things, and maybe in different ways, which we can talk about a little bit. But in any case, I was really thinking of both. I was hoping that you guys would answer kind of along the lines of both of those things. It's okay if you didn't. It's no problem. These things happen, and that's, I think, a good thing. I wanted to hear people kind of taking these questions and going in their own direction. That's the whole reason I'm here. So it's cool if you didn't, but if you did, just so you, just in case you wanted to know what I was thinking, that's what I was thinking. In terms of AAA titles, and this is something I was going to cover anyway, there was a little bit of a discrepancy, I'd say, in the community's perception of what a AAA title is. I think several of you had spoken for a bit about, you know, really it being more budget-oriented. Couldn't disagree more about that. I think budget is a big part of a AAA title, but that's not what AAA means. It's not what it's ever been designated to mean. I think AAA titles do have large budgets, but that's not necessarily the defining factor as such. The defining factor of a AAA title, as I understand it and have always used it within the video game community, is as follows. It is a game that is designed from the beginning to be one that sits at the forefront of the capabilities of the technology of a generation. It is, in many ways, a flagship representation of what's going on at any given moment inside gaming. Does that mean that every AAA title that gets developed is good? Hell no. Does it mean that every AAA title that gets released is the apex of technology of the day? Absolutely not. Does it mean that every AAA title that comes out is successful and sells well? Not at all, right? All it means is that a game is designed and specifically engineered from the get-go to be the forefront of video gaming. These are the games that have large scale. They are on the current generation of consoles or require a pretty good amount of compute power in the PC world in order to accomplish them. Something that gets designed and created for handheld specifically generally really require so many fewer developers to be involved in the process. And the reason why is because they're just easier to do. You don't need the kind of large scale of people to work on them. And so when I was saying AAA experience, I was not, I guess, denigrating certain video games out there. I was simply talking about, are you looking for a AAA experience? As in the same experience that you get from the AAA titles on your console or your PC on a handheld platform. Be it phone, be it mobile console, what have you. That's really what I was trying to get at. Some of you really got to that question. I'm gonna bring out some of those comments here in a second. And some of you, I think, kind of missed the boat in that regard. You were more kind of like, oh, well, there are AAA titles for handhelds, and here's one right now. Well, yes, those are, you know, games that are released exclusively for those consoles or exclusively for those platforms that took a lot of people a lot of time to make, but they're not AAA titles. And maybe what we've really done, folks, and this is probably better for my wrap-up section instead of right now, maybe what we've really done, and I applaud all of you for this, maybe we've actually uncovered the fact that the idea of AAA is kind of an obsolete term. And now it really doesn't mean anything. Several of you talked about the idea that it really is kind of meaningless now. And I have to tell you, after kind of thinking about it long and hard, I think it's probably the case. It's probably an outdated term. But using the classical sense, that's what I was asking about. So we're going to continue on with that part of the vector of this question, if you will. A couple other things that got brought up during the arguments, which I always like to do, kind of highlight some of the things that are out there and going on. You know, the concept of playing mobile platforms at home and what the difference might be there. You know, are you really playing a mobile platform in that case? I know when I play my mobile platforms at home, I always feel very strangely, in a very similar way to several of you said during the course of the comments. I don't really feel very good. I feel kind of weird playing a mobile console or playing my phone or whatever when I'm at home and I have a fully, you know, I have all the fully immersive, brand new, or maybe not brand new, but to top of the line hardware to play brand new games at home on my giant screen. Why am I sitting here playing on a small 3-incher or on the cell phones, maybe a 5-to-7-incher or even a tablet, 7-to-10-incher? You know, it's a good question. I don't know. I feel the same impulse. So I think that's probably something we have to overcome. Number three, you know, maybe there may be some great games on handhelds. Many of you said this. There's some great, great games that are in handhelds, that are exclusively made for the platform, that are just wonderful. But these folks are not what I'm trying to get to, in that the companies that make them, the experience that they're expecting to deliver is a AAA experience, right? In other words, you can take a game that is a AAA experience on a console, name it. And the thought is, I think, by many of the companies, that what you want is a AAA, you want the same exact experience when you jump onto a mobile platform. That's where this thing comes from. I see what video game companies are doing, and I'm asking you about them. So I'm not saying that there aren't great games on mobile consoles or mobile phones or whatever. There are. They're tremendous games. But they're not. Most people would say at this point that the AAA, I guess, experience is not what they're going after, except for Sony. And I think there is an interesting dichotomy there between Sony and Nintendo, who have very different ideas of what that should look like. And I think Nintendo has a very different one, and I'll get to that in my wrap-up section as well. Also, several comments about the viability of controls in mobile gaming platforms. And this is something I completely and totally agree with. One of the things that I think should separate the capabilities of your home console and your mobile platform are the facts that one is accessible and portable and easy to use, and one is not. So if one is not portable, easy to use, so on and so forth, then it should have a little bit different control capability, most likely, than your average run-of-the-mill, even very good, mobile game. It's just not, the apparatus doesn't exist. You know, I mean, I can't speak, you know, maybe to the current generation of games. We could talk about, let's do that. Let's talk about some of the best games that are out there right now. You know, BioShock Infinite is not something you can play on a mobile handheld. That being said, is there a restriction control-wise? Not especially. There might be an issue with maybe the viability of touchscreens to be able to control something like a BioShock Infinite. But if you were on a mobile handheld, there's no reason that the control scheme there would be any different than it would be on a console at home or the PC. So, but there was a lot of question about the control viability, specifically with touchscreens in mobile platforms. I agree with this. I think it is a limiting factor. But again, this is a question of philosophy, not of implementation today. Five. There are limitations. There, I got it out. There are limitations of the mobile platform. So your capability to be able to travel anywhere and use it, the limitations of the hardware, not just control-wise, but also the capability to actually play some of those games, all that stuff is still there. I think many people think of mobile consoles and mobile gaming as being a step down, quite rightly, a step down from the experience that's capable at home. And there's a reason for that, folks. That started back from, you know, the old Game Boy and NES days. When you have a home console, it's almost like you have to take a step down in order to play those games on the mobile platforms. And I think that is a mindset that still goes on to today. Many of you guys, illustrated that kind of mentality. I have it. I know for a fact, whenever I think of a mobile platform, I'm thinking of taking a step down. It's not the same kind of experience. But again, this is a question of philosophy, and I think many game companies are expecting AAA experiences on mobile platforms. So with that, let's get into some of the comments from last week. Mr. K kicked us off by talking about home and mobile gaming are converging. Oh, by the way, before I jump into Mr. K's comment too deeply, I'll make a note that almost all of you, it wasn't even a fight this week, almost all of you said, no, you're not looking for that AAA experience on handheld consoles or handheld devices. A few of you said yes, which I think is cool too, because you're probably the ones that have PlayStation Vitas, but because, you know, there's a philosophical difference, I think, there. But in any case, many of you said no. Most of you did. Not ultimately that surprising. I just expected there to be a little bit more of a split, equally. But anyway, what do I know? Mr. K, talking about the home and mobile platforms are converging. I could not agree more about this. Mobile platforms are starting to resemble home platforms more than ever. or, probably more appropriately, home consoles are starting to resemble mobile platforms more closely than ever. Why is that? Because let's face it, folks, the best work that's been going on in terms of interface, the best work that's been going on in terms of software and UI development has been going on in mobile for a long, long time now. And if you look at how things get implemented today, I mean, Xbox is about to undergo a large revamping of the dashboard on Xbox 360, for example. It's starting to look a lot more like the mobile versions of gameplay game consoles. There's a reason for that. The reason for that is because most of the good work is going in there, and it's driving that space. It's driving it. It's looking very different as a result. So you kind of see those things encroaching on one another. As Mr. K said, I'm not really going to say that that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know yet. But it's hard to imagine in any case. But I think it is still the philosophy of several game manufacturers and game companies out there that say, hey, you know, these things need to be a unified experience, and we're going to create and deliver a unified experience for everyone involved. DTX180 asked the question I've already kind of brought up here, which is that are touchscreens appropriate control methods for gaming? And I think there's an interesting, I think that's a great question. I don't have an answer. I'll tell you right now, the way touchscreens operate right now, I don't think they are. You know, what can you do with the touchscreen interface that goes much further than a Temple Run, an Angry Birds, a Fruit Ninja, Cut the Rope, you know, those kind of, all the big mobile titles, or the kind of more puzzle-oriented games like Words with Friends, things like that, right? What do they really offer besides that kind of implementation? Not a lot. You know, it has to be very stripped down and very simplified to use if you're just using a touchscreen format. And I don't see that kind of trend, continuing in order to be able to provide that kind of great experience. I see it being a tremendously developed and an attentive platform. And as things get bigger, screens get bigger, the capability to do more control is there, right? But I'm not really a fan of the whole phablet idea. So something that's a big old, you know, phone that's almost a tablet, or a tablet that works as a phone, isn't really lighting my fire. So, you know, having that kind of expansive touchscreen capability, which at that point you could use multiple fingers, you could even throw a controller right on it and you wouldn't even know it, there's potential there. Not sure that it's the way to go. But what I am thinking is that there are a lot of innovative things coming, right? What Valve working on, which was announced this week, you know, Valve had been working on an immersive augmented reality solution for playing video games. You know, Google Glass, the new Samsung technology that's supposed to follow your eyes when you scroll, take a Kinect and the things that it's doing with voice control. Some people already mentioned Siri, the capability to use that kind of voice recognition in video games. I think when you combine all those things together, not even to mention the Oculus Rift, by the way, what you really find is, I think that many companies are looking for the next big thing in control. And what I think we're finding is that touchscreens really aren't it. And I think that's what DTX is saying. You know, I just don't think the touchscreens are really the future for this. And expecting to have a AAA platform experience on a mobile is, I think, going to require us to have something other than just a touchscreen. Doesn't mean we can't have a touchscreen. It means we probably need more than just a touchscreen. Just my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I feel. Sonic Rose talked about the handheld market really is kind of tailor custom made for more casual oriented games. And I think this is absolutely true. Several of you mentioned the idea that you'd like to jump into a game for 10 or 20 minutes and then jump out. It's difficult to play AAA titles this way. Not impossible, but by and large, it's very, very difficult. Save states aren't available. Your capability to kind of, you know, jump in and jump out, or even not pay too much close attention, is very limited in AAA titles. And so, now, that's a mindset thing. I think that could change very easily with developers thinking, man, maybe people would play a lot more of this if we allowed them to come in and play for 10 or 20 minutes and then just drop back out. Maybe that's coming. I don't know. You're certainly going to get, you know, you might placate some people like me who want to put in 10, 20 minutes, but you're also going to be pissing other people off because they go, oh, games aren't difficult anymore. They're so easy. You can save whenever you want. It's like, come on, guys. You know, have a little heart here. I get what you're saying, but I just couldn't disagree more. You know, I mean, if the big selling point of all these consoles that they're accessible, then make the games more accessible. If you want to make it so hard on yourself, then don't save any states. Then just complete the game without save states and save us all a lot of trouble. Or, like any good feature, folks, I'd love to see something be able to be turned on or turned off. That's the best feature in any game. If it's a good feature, it can be turned on or turned off. From difficulty all the way to, you know, simple UI configuration changes like being able to turn on save states or turn off save states. Is that asking too much? I don't think so. So, to Sonic Rose's point, I like the idea that mobile consoles, mobile platforms have always been more catered toward casual games. Doesn't mean that they're not capable of delivering some really cool experiences, and they have and they will. But folks, let's face it, they're much more casually oriented, because they have to be, than the AAA titles that you see released for home consoles. It's just the way that it is. So if we want to see that AAA experience, we're going to need to see a little convergence. And I think the signs are there, but we're definitely not there yet. Dragon Chi talked about, really, and I think this was echoed several times, really, it's unimportant to define things as AAA anymore, you know. What you want is an entertaining experience, and I don't really care where it gets delivered, or who made it, or how big the budget was, or what the intent and design was. If you look at some of the biggest hits of the last couple years in terms of units, and in terms of the penetration into the global consciousness, it's not necessarily the Halos, the Call of Duties. It's actually the Angry Birds. It's the, you know, Words with Friends. Those things have global brand awareness. They might not stick around for a long time. They might not be the same kind of addictive creative experience that people can continue to do over and over and over again the way those other guys are. But they become very recognizable by a lot more people in a hurry. And by the way, most of them are free, or at least a version of them is. Tough to compete with that, right? It's just because that's what mobile consoles and mobile platforms are catered toward delivering. But doesn't matter what platform you put it on, if it's entertaining, I'm going to play it. It's my feeling. I'm sure it's the same feeling as many of you out there, as well as Dragon Chi. I Feel Asleep talked about that AAA titles designed specifically for mobile could work. And I think that's probably true. What you probably need to see from that, though, is the idea that the convergence that Mr. K is talking about probably needs to come together at the same time, and converge together into one, I guess, easy to deliver, or maybe not easy to deliver, but I'll say that because I think it's important. Easy to deliver package. Right now, if you want to develop for Xbox or PlayStation 4 or whatever, you get the SDK and then you can kind of go. You get the software development kit and you move. I think you're seeing the convergence of very easy to develop platforms like on mobile, and then you see these SDKs from these companies, at least in the consoles, they're trying to make these consoles very, very easy to develop for. That's part of why they're doing what they're doing. So once you kind of converge all those things together, I think you could see AAA titles that are specifically catered toward a mobile experience that also work very well in home consoles. You know, people do play Angry Birds. People do play Minecraft, you know, across platforms, and they work very well. Are those AAA titles? No. Mostly not, I would say. I mean, that's debatable, but I don't think so. I think, though, that if you were to create a AAA, you know, game specifically for a mobile platform, then you'd have to say it's also got to be as good on a home console system as well. And lastly, Mr. Andy Creighton said, the accessibility of handhelds is great. That's the selling feature. And if those games are AAA games and those things can be accessible, then great. If they're not, then that's okay too. It's just that, it's kind of building off of, if it's entertaining, I'll play it. But, you know, I think what he's saying is that the accessibility is the key feature. So as long as something is accessible from a mobile platform, if it's not AAA, so be it. If it is, great. But my question really focused more along the lines of, would you like to see it? And I think most of you said no, regardless of the implementation. And I'll jump right into my two cents about this. And that is that I agree with that premise. You know, I got to say, folks, it's not that I'm against mobile gaming. It's, you know, part of the reason I ask this question is because I have a new addiction in my life. And that is the wonderful game for both iOS and Android called Hill Climb Racing. Any of you that haven't played this game yet and have the capability to do so should do it right now. It's basically everything you ever loved about playing with Matchbox cars back in the day, but in a nice, easy, compact form with really only two buttons, gas and brake. That's it. And I gotta tell you guys, over the last month, I've been totally addicted to this game, to the point where I've been sitting on my couch at home with a movie playing or with a TV show on and going, man, I really want to play that. And I jump in and just play. Now, can I jump in and jump out in 10 or 20 minutes? Absolutely. Could I play for an hour? Sure, if I want to. But it's kind of that perfect medium between being accessible, being engaging, and addictive to where I can just keep playing it all the time. And I kind of do. So, I am one of those people that's been sitting at home kind of going, man, I feel really weird. I'm sitting at my house and I'm playing Hill Climb Racing. I'm not waiting for my table at the restaurant. I'm not waiting for the train. I'm not, you know, sitting in a waiting room or whatever, like many of you said. I'm just kind of sitting in my living room playing a mobile game. And it felt really strange. So for me, the reason I asked this question is because Hill Climb Racing to me is the apex of what handheld and mobile gaming should be. It's simple. It's accessible. It's easy. You know what it's not, though? It's not a AAA game by any stretch of the imagination. It's probably two or three guys in a garage that decided they were going to make a game and had a cool concept. That's it. And I think that caters itself very, very well toward the mobile gaming experience. So much so that I can't think of anything better for those consoles. And if you ask me if I wanted a AAA experience on the handhelds, I would tell you, you can keep it. I'd rather have that on my TV at home, and I don't really care to have it in the handheld medium. Let's talk for a second, before I wrap up, about the philosophy that I think the console creators are having. You have, I think, probably two distinct camps, maybe three, depending on how you look at it. One is Sony. Sony has the concept that everything should be converging, so that everything that's accessible in one place, there's no reason technologically that it shouldn't be available elsewhere, regardless of where you are, regardless of what experience you're looking for. I think that's admirable. I think it's difficult to execute on, at least it has been thus far, but I think they've done an admirable job, and I think they will probably do an even better job with the next generation of consoles. And then I think you have arguably the other, either the only other philosophy, or simply one of the others, which is Microsoft / Nintendo. And that is that the AAA experience is meant for the living room, but we're going to allow you to take that to either an augmented space with a mobile device or something that is actually allows you to experience a smaller version of it, not watered down necessarily, but just a smaller version of it, so as not to take up the space of the television, take up the space of the entertainment center. Therefore, you have something like Xbox Smart Glass, which is supposed to be complementary to certain things that you do, but in many ways is kind of just like the Wii U platform, in as much as you can play, you know, the thought, I think, is that you can play the top tier, you know, AAA content on a handheld device, similar to the Wii U, where you don't even need the TV to be on at all, and you just pop it onto the controller, which I think is cool as well. But Nintendo, I think, has a little bit of a difference in that philosophy as well, and I think that's why there is a third. And that is that there is definitely a difference. between the AAA content and the non-AAA content, and that there are niches for both of these things, and they should remain mostly separate. And I think, if you ask the people at Nintendo, that's what they would say. I think that's what Reggie would tell you. The experience of the 3DS is awesome. Of course Reggie would say that. It's awesome. But it's different than the experience of the Wii U, which is also awesome, but different. And if those things are in fact different, remember, Nintendo are the people that really created this mindset. They created the idea that you had a home experience and a console and a mobile experience with the Game Boy, right? They created that mindset. I think they still live in that space. You have potentially three different philosophies there. Which one wins out? Only time will tell. But I think the thought really, as I see it right now, is that most companies are thinking they're all going to converge into the same place, whereas I'm kind of with Nintendo on this. I think that those experiences are actually fundamentally different. And I think they're going to remain that way. Even if I have Google Glass and headphones and I can shout something on the train at my mobile device, I don't think that's going to immerse me any more than sitting on my, or even anywhere close, sitting on my couch with my speakers on and my giant TV, rocking and rolling down BioShock Infinite and jumping every single time something comes out of the corner speaker. That, I don't think those experiences are ever going to really be the same, at least for the foreseeable future. And I think that's okay. I think that's a good thing, by the way. So, that's my two cents on it. One thing that jumped into my head, too, I'm going to wrap that conversation. We'll move right on to the next thing. One thing that jumped into my head, too, two things, really. Number one is I misspoke someone's name last week, and I want to apologize for that. Lot Death Hail instead of Lol Death Hail, which obviously makes that thing very different. And the connotation is very different. I apologize to you, loyal and noble commenter, for mispronouncing your name. I know when people, I hate it when people do that to me, so I'm not going to do it to you. I'm going to correct that now, and I will correct anybody that corrects me on... the Commodore is not perfect. What can I say? I'm just not. Okay? The other thing I want to talk about is several of you tried to call me out, both in last week and this week, about, you know, oh, Commodore, you asked this question, and... wow, what a, you know, you haven't considered the angles and blah, blah, blah. You know, whether it be about, oh, well, Commodore, you know, you, of course, there are more good games now than ever because all the games that were around before were around, are still around today. Even though I specifically, so here's what I'm going to say. Folks, if you want to call me out and I'm not perfect, please do call me out. That's why I like Lot Death Hail. Had to call me out. I mispronounced the name, okay? That's a big deal. But if you're going to call me out, you better do your homework on it. If you go back and actually look where I asked the question, I said specifically in the question, I know that all games before will be available today. I asked about generation specifically. So either you didn't watch that video or you weren't paying any attention. So don't bother calling me out unless you know what you're talking about. And trust me, several of you have called me out and been right on the money. And I've apologetically come back to you guys and been like, you know what, I screwed up. So I have no problem. I have no pride in that regard. But if you're going to bring the heat, you're going to tell the Commodore that he did something wrong, you best do your research. Okay, enough said on that. So let's get to the question for next week. Folks, this is a great one. I have several people out there, several of our most loyal commenters that are just there every week, that I really joyfully treasure all of you. And it's just great to see them commenting every week because I know they're still a part of it. They've been a part of it for a long time, and they're really what keep us going. So one of those people, one such person, is Maze. And Maze has been commenting, obviously, for a very long time on the Weekly Ringer, but also... you know, this is kind of making me think maybe I should do commenter spotlights at some point. Anyway, different story. Suggestions for episode 100? Just saying. But Maze has not only contributed for a long, long time in the Weekly Ringer, but has also given me several different things to think about in terms of questions. I think I've even used some of those before, as a matter of fact. But this week, this question comes straight from Maze, because I think it's a great question that probably deserves some kind of recognition to be answered, and I think it's perfect for the Weekly Ringer. So here we go. The Weekly Ringer for next week is about, it's about generations. It's about nostalgia. It's about enjoyment of things that aren't necessarily your own. And I think you're gonna like this. So the question for next week is this. Is it only an ironic hipster slash hipster thing to be connected to another generation's movies, music, and or games? Don't have to answer about all of them, but I think it's a good question. In other words, folks, you know, do you have to be a part of a generation in order to really fundamentally understand what those games, movies, music was really about? Or is it just kind of an ironic hipster thing? Is it something that only hipsters do to be cool? Or are there people that do that kind of stuff now that are going and experiencing different movies, music, and games, or any of us that have done that in the past, that, you know, isn't ironic, isn't just, you know, kind of part of the cool wave, or is more just kind of a show of the timelessness of the material involved? It's a deep question, a good one, and one I expect to see all of you back to comment on for next time. So, thank you all with that for commenting and for watching The Weekly Ringer. I value and, you know, rely on your contributions on a daily basis here at Clan of the Grey Wolf, but also on a weekly basis here on The Weekly Ringer. So I thank you for your viewership, and I thank you for your comments as well. So for the Clan of the Grey Wolf, I am the Commodore, and there is no reset button.